This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have been right all along, and the left have been wrong. And I take complete joy in this. As I told you guys, I bought a bunch of Chinese footballs, NFL lookalikes, fugazis, and I'm spiking them. I'm going to be spiking them all year. Football is going to be our backdrop for today's show. And why not? It should be. Because on January 1, the NFL gave us a gift. Anyway, I do take joy in the sorrow that the left are going to suffer, except it means that the lunatics are still running the asylum and we can only watch. But I will say this, I'm glad it's happening in a fresh year. Because typically, you end the year and it's like, okay, let's forget all that other stuff that happened and let's move forward. And that's the message of Joe Biden and those guys. All the people who wrecked our economy, who wrecked our lives, want us to do. Let's just move forward and start fresh, everybody. Let's forget everything that we said about you, that we called you anti-vaxxers, and we called you homophobes, and we called you xenophobes, and we called you racist. Let's forget all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Get with the program, because it's all so good, right? Yeah, let's forget that inflation. Let's forget the crime rate. Let's forget the invasion that's occurring at the border. Let's forget the wars that Joe Biden has gotten us into. And let's forget all the lies that we told about elections and January 6th and the people who were wrongly imprisoned and so on and so forth. Let's forget all that, man, because it's a new year. Let's wash it all off. I'm glad it's a new year. Because the left don't have the luxury of washing any of that crap off. Crap sticks and it stinks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left packed the same old stinky bags for this trip. Didn't even bother to wash their clothes. And we have already started to see their dirty laundry spill out of those well-worn traveled bags. Because you know what? They've been carrying this baggage around for years. And we're finally beginning to see it. We watched their dam break on the first of many lies of what will be exposed this year, as Damar Hamlin did the woo flu fall in front of God and everybody on January 1. Why am I talking about January? What was January 1? It was like God said, I'm going to start showing you their lies day one of the new year. They highlight the conflict, folks, within the Republican Party. And there is a conflict within the Republican Party because we don't have a Republican Party. We have MAGA Republicans, true patriots, true Americans. And as Brad Stein would tell you, then we have citizens, people who don't care about America, just happen to be born here. That's what the left represent. And I'm going to play this mashup one more time, this anti-vaxxer. And at the very end, Fauci says something profound. But here's the mashup.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy. Well, you know, it's my rights. Okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
No, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of freedom do they really want?
We have a pandemic because the unvaccinated are showing enormous potential.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
Almost like it's going to be two Americas. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That we should play that clip every day of this year. They wished a winter of severe illness and death on us. Didn't happen. One guy said, threats, tyrants, and terror, even though those are the things that we deal with every day, he says the biggest enemy are our fellow Americans. That was Chris Cuomo. One of the ladies who was over one of the health agencies said they should restrict the activities of the unvaxxed. Jimmy Kimmel said the unvaxxed, when you want hospital care, rest in peace, Wheezy. Gene Simmons said, unvaxxed are the enemy. Whoopi Goldberg said, we don't care about your rights. Don Lemon said, freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people. They went on to talk about overcrowding the hospitals, overrunning emergency room. Joy Reid said, they should pay more into the system because they're collapsing our health system. All of it lies. January 1, we get front and center to look at everything that is a lie. That's what the leftists are about. They're just blatant liars. You know what's happened, folks? The media decimated. Ratings embarrassingly low. A shakeup occurring at almost every major media outlet. FBI decimated. No longer believed, no longer respected. Joe Biden presidency. Do I really need to go into detail about that? Nobody respects this guy. They think he's a clown, a feckless clown being led by other people. All those people that I mentioned, what's their credibility? You want to know why they're going to fight you tooth and nail over this Damar Hamlin thing? Because they know you know all about them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I really want you to understand the impact of Damar Hamlin and the fall heard around the world. Oh, he didn't get thrown off of a building. He didn't fall in the middle of Manhattan. He fell on turf. And it was heard around the world. He might as well have fallen into the biggest speaker megaphone on the planet, because the minute he hit the ground, a tsunami occurred, folks. Damar Hamlin didn't take a knee, nor did he raise his fist in protest, but he may very well have become the poster child for the unvaxxed. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to discuss this and other stuff. By the way, we are going to be doing a show in the mornings, televised show. and I'm going to host it on Wimkin, and we're going to be bringing in guests on that show. It'll be 30 minutes to an hour, but I really can't wait to do that show. That's going to be a fun show, and you're going to get a chance to see what I do on radio visually, and I think that it's time for that. My team has been asking for that for a while. I've been hesitant, but I did Brad Stein's show, and I think that it's time for us to do something like this. Anyway, I want to go back to talking about Damar Hamlin, because what happened during that football game on January 1 sparked a lot of discussion. His tragic moment has opened up a floodgate of things that the left preferred never happen. And so the discussion that's now occurring has the left in full spin mode, in full lie mode, as they attempt to demonize discussion around vaccinations and, you know, the anti-vax movement, which, by the way, many people who say, I'm not going to get the Wu flu vaccine, have gotten other vaccines. I'm one. I've gotten tetanus shots. I don't remember all the different shots I've gotten, but I've gotten them. And up to this point, I'll be honest with you, I've been very naive. I just figured, oh, the government's got my best interest in mind. Get a shot. They say, give vaccinations to your kids. Get them vaccinated. If I had it to do all over again, I don't think I'd vaccinate my kids. I would become full-fledged anti-vaxxer. But none of us, I would say 99.9% of us were not anti-vax. And even to this day, I would say over 90% of us still are not anti-vax. I've gotten stuff. I've had to get shots. I don't remember what for, honestly. I had to dust off too many brain cells for it. But I know that I'm not anti-vax. And I've taken my sons in to the doctor where they had to get their school shots and gotten them. And as I said, if I had to do all over again, I'd petition out. But going back to this discussion around vaccinations and the demonization of the anti-vaxxers, because I hadn't heard that in a long time. Here's what I can tell you. It's not working. All the trending topics for the last 2 days on social media have been stop the clot, stop the poke, no more death poke, you know, things of that nature. And I'm missing some. I know stop the clot was one of them. But it's heart related, etc. And there two, I have not seen one positive thing about vaccinations that's trending on. So I'm talking about hashtag this. Haven't seen anything on it that's positive. So the floodgates have been opened. Why? Well, maybe because Elon Musk's Twitter allows an open and honest discussion of these topics now, and the left can't stand it. I go on there to look. I see this stuff. I go to Wimkin, which, of course, is run by conservatives, and so you expect it. But still, it's balanced discussion around it. Many conservatives, and I'm not mad at you, got the shot. If you chose to get it of your own accord, knowing the risk, I have no problem with that. That is your thing to do. Now, I will tell you, given the research around it, I fear for your health. But I have friends, I'm telling you, one of my best friends in the world got the shot. He got it because his sister-in-law's husband had died of COVID. Everybody was in fear. So he says, we were planning to get together with her. She wanted everybody vaccinated. So we went ahead and did it. I wouldn't have done it. But this is one of my best friends in the world. He's like a brother to me. And I go, hey, man, I'm praying for you. He's not an idiot. He's a very bright guy. But, you know, who knows? But he did it of his own accord. He wasn't forced. It wasn't because of a travel thing or whatever. He just said, I'm going to do it. And I've known him long enough to know you aren't going to talk him out of it. And I didn't try. Before we get on to this, here's what I want you to know, because we've been talking about this from a standpoint of new year, we've already got our first major topic that the Democrats have tried to sweep under the rug. What's going to happen with this story? It's still going to play out. And so far, not looking good for the left. And as I mentioned before, they came out, oh, there's a new variant of Omicron. Okay, great. You going to try to sell that right now? People are not afraid of the variants. And then I told you about the story earlier that they were focusing on, Hamblin's passing out, this showcases the need for defibrillators. No, we've known about that long time before this. That story, Hamblin passing out has nothing to do with defibrillators. It has to do with what caused it. And the left want to lie about it. But here's my question to you. We've got our first big story. What's going to be the next one? What will happen that the left can't control? They certainly wouldn't have expected a world-class athlete to almost drop dead on TV, right? They can't anticipate everything. That story, that one instance, may be enough to break the camel's back on Wu Flu and vaccines and start getting introspective on the Emergency Use Authorization Act and Pfizer and Moderna getting complete immunity from anything with this. And then we start looking at the CDC, who posted all this information to say these are the things that could happen. And then we get to the data, which we'll get to in just a bit. The numbers. Because the numbers don't lie. So, what do you think? What's going to be the next thing? I don't know, but I don't believe the Democrats are going to be able to control it or any of the other bombshells waiting to occur.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. All week, as many as 20 Republicans have not voted for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. On the 12th ballot, 14 of those opponents flipped and backed McCarthy. One who did not, Florida's Matt Gaetz.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power.
because we know who he will use it for, and we are concerned it will not be for the American people.
At the White House, President Biden's honoring a dozen law enforcement and election officials for protecting the Capitol 2 years ago today, and for refusing to bow to pressure to overturn their state's election results. They're receiving the Presidential Citizens Award. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin's awake, breathing on his own. Doctors removed his breathing tube overnight. It was 4 days ago. Hamlin nearly died on the field during the Bills-Bengals game. New report says tech firms have cut about 100,000 jobs last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left would love to shut us up about DeMar Hamlin and the vaccines. Oh my goodness. They are between a rock and a hard place right now. Because they have to sympathize with his situation. But secretly, they hate that he dang near died from what will eventually be linked to the vaccine. When the real truth comes out. I don't know this to be a fact, but I heard they had federal agents standing in his hospital room. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. They are going to do everything they can to make sure that the doctors who report on his condition report federally approved misinformation. They will never admit that the vaccine caused myocarditis or pericarditis or whatever carditis that had to do with his heart attack. They will never admit that. They are already structuring the lie that they're going to tell you this very moment. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. I'm going to tell you right now. If you think that these people are going to allow us to get to the truth about this, the only way that we'll get to the truth is if Hamlin's mom says they lied. They did this. They manipulated. If she says it and he says it. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're already maneuvering to put money in his pocket. He's not going to have to sue anybody. People are like, Kevin, he can't sue Pfizer and Moderna or whoever gave him the shot, but he can sue the NFL. If you think that any of that's going to occur, you're naive. The people are already putting money in his account. Oh, Kevin, he's a rich football player. I don't care how rich he is. He just hit the lotto. Shut up. Here's your money. Don't say that it was... Comes from Pfizer, whoever gave him the shot. And oh, people, Kevin, you don't know if he got the shot. Okay. I'd be lying if I told you I watched him get the shot. But I'll bet you everything that I own and everything that I will own in the future, he's vaccinated. That's how confident I am. And you want to know why I'm so confident? Because they won't tell you that he's not. If he were unvaccinated, you'd know. They'd say,
there's much speculation about whether or not DeMar Hamlin is a... We know for a fact that he's never been vaccinated.
He was vaccinated because it was the NFL's rule for him to get vaccinated. And there were holdouts, like Aaron Rodgers and others. They said, I'm not getting vaccinated. And you know what they did? They made him pariahs.
He's putting the rest of his team at risk.
How so? They're vaccinated. They're protected. Well, he doesn't want it. Then they wanted them exposed. I said this earlier in the broadcast. They wanted all the people who were unvaccinated in the NFL exposed so they could say to the other players, you don't want to play with them. Oh, no, they're vaccinated. They're not vaccinated. Don't do that. Revolt against the vaccinated. We played the clip twice in this broadcast where they were talking about it is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, they're flooding the hospitals. They're flooding this. They're doing that. None of it was true. It was a pack of lies. You want to know who the best people on the planet are? The ones who are not vaccinated, who carry herd immunity, who aren't sloughing off this disease onto other people, and who had the good common sense to say, I'm not going to spend money or waste the time of the medical community on something that I know is not going to, that has a very, very low chance of killing me. I'm not getting vaccinated. And that's that. And it's a personal choice, right? Isn't it my choice what I do with my body, Me Too movement? None of that stuff matters when the left is trying to push their narrative, which, by the way, let's be very clear, population control. People are going to drop like flies, and already are. Look, folks, look at the actuaries at insurance companies talking to people about the number of young men who are suddenly dying is insane. It's a crazy number. They're dying from heart attacks. I'm going to give you some numbers here in a second. The number of people under 50 dying, there's an anomaly here. The undertakers are going, the number of people we are interring that are under the age of 60 years old is really a spike. And there's one common denominator. And it's not Joe Biden's crime, even though that's helping a little bit. It's those people are vaccinated, not unvaxxed. And the more studies that come out, I saw a video coming out of Japan where this guy's arguing, how dare you post this fake data and you side with the WHO when in fact we're seeing these vaccine deaths occurring in Japan. He says it's an embarrassment to whatever they call it, the empire. You should see it. It's translated. By the way, did you see the look on the faces of the teammates? Even the other team? They have still pictures of these guys. And yes, there's concern when one of your players goes down. But this goes deeper than that. It's like when I was watching The Firm and they said, what's her name, she was scared when they talked about the death of those two attorneys. And the lady that played Tom Cruise's wife goes, it was more than just grief over the loss of their friends. She was scared. Same thing in that picture. It was more than the grief of what was happening on the field. There are players out there going, you know what? That could be me. That's what I believe. Because I guarantee you, that's what I'd be thinking. And I know this. Enough people have written to me to say, Kevin, I'm going to tell you, you're right. I do have fear for this shot. I'd be lying if I didn't say it. I'm watching, I'm listening to you, I'm doing my research. I'll be honest, I have fear. I had one guy call me, he said, Kev, he goes, I'm so glad I didn't get that shot. He goes, every time I listen to you, you reinforce it. But he goes, he and his wife, they looked into it, and he goes, I am so glad that I resisted. Remember Djokovic, the tennis player, the number one tennis player in the world? He refused to get the shot, couldn't play in the Australian Open and all that. And he's like, I don't care what you say. If I don't play in the Open, whoever wins it is not the winner. But I'm not getting the shot. And he stuck to his guns, and he was ostracized. He's been vindicated. You want to know some other people? I think you're going to be shocked at this next bit of information. In 2017, Robert De Niro joined RFK Jr., and they hosted a press conference about vaccine safety. And believe it or not, Robert De Niro, one of the worst human beings in the planet in Hollywood, was going against vaccines. He was saying, look, I don't know what's going on here. There's autism. There's all these other things. Don't get it. He also promoted the anti-vax film called Vaxxed. You want another one? Jim Carrey, lunatic Holly weirdo, in the Huffington Post in 2009, before COVID. In this growing crisis, we cannot afford to blindly trumpet the agenda of the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, or vaccine makers. Now more than ever, we must resist the urge to close the book before it's been written. He tweeted, I am not anti-vaccine. I am anti-Thimerosal, anti-mercury, and he says until they take all that out of these other formulas and stuff, he doesn't want to get shots. This is in 2009. Tony Braxton said, the reason once I got my son vaccinated for his shots for school, she goes, and that's when I noticed the change in the kid. He was young. She goes, that's when I noticed. And now he suffers from autism. Alicia Silverstone, actress, she says, not anti-vaxxer, don't want to get this one. And many others. Go look. Look at the list of people, of high-profile folks who are anti-vax. They're not really anti-vax, like I told you before. They're anti-this-vax. As far as the NFL goes, there was a friend of mine, his name is Rogan. He says, an ex-NFL guy contacted him and says, secretly, guys in the league are contacting this former player saying, man, I'm afraid of what might happen to me now that I've gotten this shot. And he says, we can't talk about it. There's a fatwa in the NFL for us to say anything. So you're watching this stuff play out, folks. The day before the Hamlin tragedy, NBA Hall of Fame guard John Stockton said he had a list of hundreds of vaccinated athletes who have dropped dead on the field or arena floor. And he's been very outspoken. Many in the NBA have been. People don't want to talk about it. When we come back, we'll wrap all this up with statistics and a host of other things. But understand this. This is the beginning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But first tonight, as you have likely seen, in the first quarter of the NFL's Monday Night Football game last night, a player for the Buffalo Bills called DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. He made what appeared to be a routine tackle, then stood up for a second before he crumbled backwards to the ground. It was awful. On ESPN, announcers said they'd never seen anything like it in their entire careers.
played this game for the majority of your life, and then after that, you've been calling these games. First of all, I've never seen anything like this.
The Buffalo Bills announced afterward that DeMar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest on the field. Trainers performed CPR on him for roughly 9 minutes. It was horrible. And the players on the field, to their great credit, responded not as competitors, but as human beings, compassionate ones. They came together in prayer for the fallen player. DeMar Hamlin is now in critical condition in a hospital in Cincinnati, and it's unclear, sadly, whether he will survive. So that is what we know. It's tragic. What don't we know? Well, what we don't know could fill volumes, starting with why DeMar Hamlin had a heart attack on a football field. We do not know the answer, and there is no way to know the answer. We're not going to lie to you and pretend we do know the answer. But that has not stopped many others from lying to you. Hamlin was still lying on the field receiving CPR when self-described medical experts in the media, people with no demonstrated medical ethics at all, effectively witch doctors, decided to use his tragic life-threatening injuries as an opportunity to spread still more propaganda about the COVID shots. It could not have been the shot, they told you. Shut up. But they're lying. They don't know that. They don't know anything more than we know, which is effectively nothing. We can't say it was the shot. We can't say it wasn't the shot. We don't know whether he got the shot. We don't know, and neither do they. So why are they telling you they know something they don't? Well, it's not the first time, of course.
I touched on this earlier, folks, but leftists are mad at us for being right about the Wu flu and the vaccines. That's incredible to believe that you bring them information, you warn them. You say, look, don't do it. Here's all the reasons why. Here are all the breadcrumbs leading up to my decision-making and why I'm telling you this. And they're mad at you. Okay, I want you to understand, it would be somebody telling you, look, don't invest in that. Don't invest in that, Kevin. Look, if you put your 10 grand in it, you're going to lose it. Yeah, who are you to tell me what to do? And I lose 10 grand, and you tell me, hey, listen, I tried to warn. Well, why didn't you tell me? And you know, they're mad at you. They're mad at you. How dare you try to tell me you're the reason why I lost because you jinxed it. Oh, I jinxed it. I'm the one who told you not to do it, but I jinxed it. Yeah, I mean, that's the logic that we're dealing with here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Leftists hate that we're right, and we're not right about one thing, folks. We're right about everything. We are so right. I don't mean it in a political respect. I mean in terms of right and wrong. We are so right, it irks them because they want to be right about something. Can I just win at something, Kevin? So they continue with the playbook. They deny that we were right, ergo they were wrong. That's step number one. Deny. Deny, deny. I did not have sexual relations with that vaccine. As a finger point, right? I did not take the death poke. So, the first thing you do is you deny. Number two, continue to demonize those who bring you the truth and even give them a cute little name, anti-vaxxers. Number three, shift the narrative. Don't let people discuss what really happened to this guy, DeMar Hamlin. Talk about the need for defibrillators and the great medical care that was given by all these professionals who put their life on the line fighting against Wu flu. You want a statistic? You want a factoid? More people have been killed by vaccines than guns. But you're not going to hear them talk about, get rid of those vaccines, man. I tell you what, this vaccine is a horrible thing. It just jumps and kills people. It actually does. Guns don't. The last time I checked, if you leave a gun alone, it'll leave you alone. I'm just saying. Somebody fact check me. Here's what they're saying here. This was in GoodSciencing.com. They compiled a long list of athletes who went into cardiac arrest. It was through December the 9th of last year. 1,616 people being disabled. 1,114 of them died. These are people who had an injection of one of the vaccines. A death rate of 69% of the people who fell with cardiac arrest. 69% of them died. They were all vaccinated. In other words, DeMar Hamlin is lucky to be alive right now. He's in the 31 percentile who survived it. And here's what the opening of the paragraph that reads in goodsciencing.com. I want you to know this ain't me making it up. It says, it is definitely not normal for so many young athletes to suffer from cardiac arrest or to die while playing their sport. But this year, it is happening. Many of the heart issues and deaths come shortly after they got a COVID vaccine. While it is possible this can happen to people who did not get a COVID vaccine, the sheer numbers clearly point to the only obvious cause. They go on to say, the so-called health professionals running the COVID vaccine programs around the world keep repeating that the COVID vaccine is a normal vaccine and it is safe and effective. Well, it isn't. So, again, I didn't know what was going on with this game, but it was apparently a big game because these guys are competing. I think they're trying to get into the Super Bowl. And they're saying what I've been saying all show today, all broadcast today, which is his passing out on during that game where millions of Americans watched it. The guy wrote this. He says, we'll make millions of Americans aware of the dangers of the COVID psyop and gaslighting operation. Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, and other vaccine manufacturers of the bioweapons are destroying lives at an unprecedented rate of 7,500 deaths and disabilities per day. That research was conducted by former BlackRock fund manager Edward Dowd, and it emerged as a year-end warning to the general public. And then they went on to give statistics that, again, more statistics that do nothing except verify what we already know. But here's what's most damning, if you ask me, folks. It's that we don't know all the data. Any of the negative data that was happening with COVID was swept under the rug. Recall when Dr. Birx and Fauci, when Birx admitted in public, and multiple medical experts in various states said the same thing. This is not one person. They all said this. We are registering deaths of people who died with COVID and not from COVID. That's a fact. So while they were inflating the numbers of deaths, they were deflating the number of people who had the disease because, as I mentioned before, they could have easily said, you know what, we've all had it. Some of you don't even know. Sometimes the test won't even tell you. Sometimes you have no symptoms and the test tells you that you are. What kind of disease have you ever had or heard of where they use that kind of logic to drive the numbers? And then what did we get? We got the ticker every day of the number of people who were catching this disease and the number of people who were dying. But you know what they won't put a ticker up on? They won't put a ticker up of the number of people who have taken this vaccine and who are dying and having all kinds of adverse effects. They will never post that ticker because that one is the one that's going to alarm the living daylights out of you. So the attitude here, folks, is just shut up. There's nothing to see. So what? Damar Hamlin passed out and had a heart attack, something that's never occurred on the football field, had a heart attack, an athlete in superior conditioning. So what? It's been happening all over the world to footballers, soccer players, people who are in the best shape. These people are the best conditioned human beings on the planet, and they're dropping. And it's across the board. It's happening to girls, it's happening to boys, but it's mostly happening to boys. And then what about the other side effects that we aren't even talking about? I mentioned this turbo cancer rate that's got become accelerated. And what about Guillaume Barré and all these other associated things that are just being sort of tucked away? We got a poster child now, folks. But before we leave, I want you to understand this. He is only symptomatic of everything else the left is going to have to fight this year. Happy New Year.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.